This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hello, this is Jeremy from Xenia.
Jeremy from Xenia, what going on?
Well, I've got this weird thing. I can't figure out what's going on with this girl that I went out with. We met through mutual friends who were dating, you know, and we've hung out in like our friend group. And we never, you know, had like a date. So we exchanged numbers and agreed to go on a date. And on our way to the movies, she kind of freaked out on me, I guess. And I can't figure out why. You know, she just bailed on me completely. And I haven't heard from her since.
Jeremy sounds like somebody I would want to be friends with. He's like straight right to the point.
So you were supposed to go to the movies and never made it? Is that what you said?
Never made it.
Said she freaked out.
Yeah, she like got all super weird on me out of nowhere, real quiet. And she just said, let me out, you know, while we were, you know, in front of a store. And she bailed on me.
Who is she?
Abby is her name.
I guess there's only one way to find out why she bailed before you even got to the movies.
We call her about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's one of the weirdest damn things that's ever happened to me.
Well.
Till now.
Let's help him out. Let's help him out, Nancy.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Jeremy, so you went out with Abby, finally decided to go on a date. You're going to the movies, and where were you on the highway?
We were on 675 by Wilmington exit, and she ended up bailing at Target on me.
That's weird. That's not even near a movie place, isn't it?
That's over your neck of the woods. I'm not sure.
I mean, Costco's over there.
Yeah, I know where that is.
We weren't at the theater yet. Not even close.
Okay.
Huh.
This is intriguing.
Everybody loves Target. She just went to shop.
Or Costco. Right.
Be real quiet. We'll give her a call, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Abby.
Hi, who's this?
This is Nancy and Woody. We're from K99.1 FM. We're the country station here in the Miami Valley.
Oh, I know you guys.
You do? Cool.
I didn't sign up for anything. I don't know. Did I win something?
You know, they always ask that, Woody.
Possibly at the end of this.
In theory, you could.
Yeah.
Hang on. I'm in my car. I'm right in front of Beaver Creek High School. Let me pull over so I can talk to you guys.
Beaver Creek gal.
Okay. Beaver Creek.
Okay.
Okay. So you wanted to know if you won something and Woody was kind of playing coy with you. Well, if you listen to the show, what do we do every morning about 7:30?
Okay. This is not what I thought. Is this second date update?
It is.
Okay. So you know how this works, Abby. Jeremy called us, wants to figure out what happened to you. And now it's your turn.
I figured it with him.
Yeah.
Said you bailed before you guys even got to the movies.
Yeah.
For the record, I really liked him when we first, like, met through friends. But, like, on the way to the date, like, after he picked me up, I saw a side of him that was, like, such a deal breaker, such a red flag that, like, I couldn't continue.
What?
God. While we were driving, like, he picked me up while we were driving to the movies, there was this car that, like, just cut him off, you know, on the interstate. He lost his mind. Like, the worst road rage I've ever seen in my life. Screaming, cussing, like, F you. And he's, like, flipping the guy off right in front of me. We haven't even made it to the theater yet. He gets off on the exit, the same exit as this car that cut him off. Like, not even the same exit where the movie theater was. Like, Wilmington Pike is where we got off. And he's like, following them, honking. The car pulls into a Target, so he follows. And honestly, I had enough. So, like, I got out of the car. I went to the PetSmart next door. And I just called myself an Uber and left. And that was it.
Abby, hold on. What did he do? I mean, he follows the car.
He got out of the car and started banging on the windshield. He starts, like, banging on all the windows and the doors. He's like, get out of your car! And guess what? There were kids. Like, there was a car seat in the car. There were kids in there.
Oh, no.
He's doing all this in front of the poor person's kids?
But even more than that, he did it on a... It's just... Think about it. If you're on a first date with someone, you're on your best behavior. He had no problem acting that way in front of me.
So he probably didn't even notice that you slipped away.
I have no idea. I mean, he called me, but I just didn't answer. So I don't know what he noticed or when he even noticed it.
Look, that son of a could have killed us when he cut us off. I can't believe that this is, I didn't even know that's why you got out of the car. I'm sorry, I don't even know what to say. How can you defend him?
He could not have killed us. He was barely, you got such horrible road rage for something that barely even happened.
It's not just that incident, though. You got all these idiots from Michigan and Middletown driving through here. They don't know how to drive. They don't use turn signals. They think they can just cut you off. They could have killed us if they had hit us at 70 miles an hour.
Either way, it's so inappropriate to get that frustrated and angry on a first date. I mean, we don't know each other.
Yeah, well, we could have almost not known anyone else again in our entire lives. If you don't tell people that they're driving like a, then they're going to keep driving like a.
You are so overreacting.
Jeremy, she's kind of right. It does seem a little bit much just for somebody to cut you off.
What do you, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If somebody almost killed you and destroyed your brand new truck, would you just let it slide?
Nobody's perfect on the road. Just got to be careful.
I don't want to make Jeremy mad. Y'all go ahead.
No, don't make him mad.
Come on,
like
Jeremy.
Oh, look at you, Woody, all brave in the studio here.
I'm 6'5" behind a microphone, Nancy. Face to face, it's a little different.
Woody, I wouldn't be too brave. I do know where that station is. You may be new, but I know where you are.
See, now you guys can see. Like, I honestly feel like it's almost like a joke that he's so angry. It's such an over-the-top reaction.
Hey, maybe part of the reason that people like me get as angry as we do is people don't and take us seriously.
Well,
don't mess with his truck.
Significant help. You need
Look, you're laughing right
help.
At me.
I mean, you're kind of funny, Jeremy.
Woody, I would not continue to him off.
It's not funny. It's not. It's scary.
Woody, you can keep running that mouth. You can. I can't stop you from doing it, but I can damn sure break you of the habit.
Oh, my God.
This guy.
I might steal that line.
You'd rather wrestle a gorilla in a phone booth than mess with me, dude.
Well, wrestle a gorilla in a phone booth,
Woody,
huh?
Woody, I'm telling you, you better calm down,
Jeremy.
Okay?
Jeremy, tough guy.
So, Woody, listen. So, okay, real quick before we lose momentum on this, the reason it's called Second Date is that we at the radio station, now that we've heard both sides, we'll offer to send you guys back out on a second date and we'll pay for everything.
Yeah, hook you up with the company limo, some movie passes where you'll actually get to the movie, and Jeremy won't drive and get angry.
Woody, stop.
But all you guys have to do is say yes.
No, thank you, but no.
Of course he doesn't want to go out with me again with Woody running his mouth. Some famous dude wants to talk trash about me to the girl I'm trying to date. Of course he's going to say no. This is bullshit, Woody. This is all your fault, and I'm holding you accountable.
You can do that if it makes you feel better about yourself, but you screwed this one up,
you
Jeremy.
You need to stop.
Woody, I'm telling you, buddy, you need to go ahead and shut that.
Oh, my God.
Did he?
Sorry.
Woody, you hung up on him.
I was tired of hearing him.
You hung up on him.
He's going to be looking for me out of the parking lot by the time we get off work today. Gonna have to get Carlos to walk me out there today.
You hung up on that dude.
Out of security.
He called us.
He was being rude. Was he not, Abby?
He's more than that. He's like scary. You know what it is? It's like frightening. Like, imagine bringing this guy home to Thanksgiving dinner, okay?
So maybe I should be a little concerned.
Look, the phone's ringing again. Want me to answer
don't
it?
Answer
Want
that.
Me answer it?
No.
Don't answer that.
That'd be kind of fun. I'm going to answer it.
Hey, did you f***ing hang up on me, you cowardly son of a
Oh my God, get rid of me by hanging up on me?
Click. He's gone again. Bye, Jeremy.
My adrenaline's up like, wow. Okay.
I'm kind of scared a little bit. I'm not going to lie, but that was fun.
This is really frightening.
Oh, honey, it's okay. Good luck.
Should we call 911?
Oh, maybe you should.
I think in the future, someone will have to.
Oh, Lord. He was a piece of work, wasn't he, Abby?
He's terrifying.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.